Unfortunately, our partners, brothers and sisters in SPLM, CRBA always has an oil-rich area, and they don't see the human face of the conflict. We in NCP, we look at the interest of the communities there, including the Miseria and the Konok. And Baganamum knows very well that historically, RBA is a Miseria area to which the Denka moved from south of what is called the Arab Sea. And Abyei lies north to that, so it is part of the northern areas, according to 1156. And Denka Nok moved there for hundreds of years, and they lived with Miseria in one community. And this is why in Addis, when the talks between NCP and SPLM, which included the leaders of the community of the Miseria and Denka Nok.
So are we saying here that one of the sticking points now between the north and south border is the area of Abyei, and that the NCP has documentary evidence that shows that Abyei is part of the north?
Yes, and our colleagues in SPLM failed to avail any documents to support their arguments.
So in this case, that the talks between SPLM and the NCP has been postponed, what is the next step forward in regards to the talks ahead of the referendum next year?
Yes, because SPLM is insisting that unless NCP decides to accept the decision that Abyei is part of the house, they will never reach an agreement. So this is why the mediators, particularly the AU, the African Union High Implementation Panel, led by His Excellency President Mbeki and two other ex-presidents, President Salam Abouak of Nigeria and President Bayoya of Burundi, decided to postpone the talks because you cannot go at a high-level delegation to Addis Ababa and then you declare to the world and to the people that you have failed. Now, you know, the American mediators who were in the previous talks, the African Union High Implementation Panel know very well, and including our brothers in Ethiopia, His Excellency President Meles Zenawi, they know very well that NCP, the government, central government side, have made many proposals to reach an agreement. The SPLM is always sticking that Abyei is part of the South. They believe that now they are getting the support of the United States of America, they are getting the support of lobby groups, they are getting the support of some congressmen, of some what is called the international community, of part of Europe. And of with that pressure or NCP, that they will get everything if they don't have it. We are ready to go for whatever that achieves peace, but giving Abyei to the South without being that is correct, and denying the Miseria the right in Abyei will never achieve peace in the area. This is why NCP and the central government, the National Unity Government, who went so far to accept a referendum that may separate part of the country in order to reach peace, we are not ready to go for a solution that will not sustain peace.
So, Professor Gandor, how can this sticking point be resolved, since both sides seem to suggest that the area of Abyei belongs to them?
This is why, you know, we say that this is not an NCP position, but, you know, this is a position of any wise person who would like to mediate in such a dispute. If Abyei goes to the north, there may be a problem. If it goes to the south, there may be a problem. So you need to look into the conflict in a more non-traditional way. How can you resolve such a problem when there is such a conflict, although we know very well that Abyei is part of the north?